Welcome here on this beautiful Pentecost Sunday. I feel enthused, confident, joyful in the Lord's gift of the Holy Spirit, trusting that I will spend more time in silence and that a lot of the things that I've done wrong, mentally and physically and all these things, you know, the Holy Spirit can help us. So this is a beautiful day. In the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit, amen. We're going to do something a little special. Instead of celebrating for one day, we're going to do what we did up until the 1970 when they changed it. And we'll have 8 days of celebration of the Holy Spirit starting today in our little liturgies here online. So let's pray with Scripture. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters, let us take a moment to acknowledge our sins as we prepare ourselves to hear and reflect on God's Word. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and in what I have failed to do. Through my most grievous fault, therefore, I ask Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, have mercy on me, a poor sinner. We have lots of special prayers for Pentecost today. I always like to begin with the entrance antiphon, and often I use it in place of the first antiphon. For the liturgy of the hours, for the intro, it's beautiful. The Spirit of the Lord has filled the whole world, and that which contains all things understands what is said. Alleluia. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to people of goodwill. We praise you, we bless you, we adore you, we glorify you. We give you thanks for your great glory, Lord God, Heavenly King, O God, Almighty Father, Lord Jesus Christ, Only Begotten Son, Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. You take away the sins of the world, receive our prayer. You are seated at the right hand of the Father, have mercy on us. For you alone are the Holy One, you alone are the Lord. You alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit in the glory of God the Father. Amen. Let's take that and pray with a little song just for our introduction there. The Spirit of the Lord has filled the whole world, and that which contains all things understands what is said. O God, be gracious and bless us, and let your face shed its light upon us. So will your ways be known upon earth, that all nations learn your saving help. The Spirit of the Lord has filled the whole world, and that which contains all things understands what is said. Alleluia. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. The Spirit of the Lord has filled the whole world, and that which contains all things understands what is said. Alleluia. Let the nations be glad and exult, for you rule the world with justice. With fairness you rule the peoples. You guide the nations on earth. The Spirit of the Lord has filled the whole world, and that which contains all things understands what is said. Alleluia. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. The Spirit of the Lord has filled the whole world, and that which contains all things understands what is said. Alleluia. The earth has yielded its fruit, for God our God has blessed us. May God still give us his blessing till the ends of the earth revere him. The Spirit of the Lord has filled the whole world, and that which contains all things understands what is said. Alleluia. O God, who by the mystery of today's great feast sanctify your whole church in every people and nation, pour out, we pray, the gifts of the Holy Spirit across the face of the earth, and with the divine grace that was at work when the gospel was first proclaimed. Fill now once more the hearts of believers. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. When the time for Pentecost was fulfilled, they were all in one place together. And this is just one of the Pentecost Mass readings. It's one of 3 days, 3 or 4 days throughout the year, where they have 5 different possible liturgies of the word for Mass. Christmas, Easter being the other two. So that's why they used to celebrate them, just like we do with Christmas and Easter, for 8 days. So you can see different perspectives of the great mystery each day, and see the beauty and power of the mystery. But anyway, when the time for Pentecost was fulfilled, they were all in one place together, and suddenly there came from the sky a noise like a strong driving wind, and it filled the entire house in which they were. Then there appeared to them tongues as of fire, which parted and came to rest on each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and began to speak in different tongues, as the Spirit enabled them to proclaim. Now there were devout Jews from every nation under heaven staying in Jerusalem. At this sound, they gathered in a large crowd, but they were confused because each one heard them speaking in his own language. They were astounded, and in amazement they asked, "Are not all these people who are speaking Galileans? Then how does each one of us hear them in his own native language? We are Parthians, Medes, Elamites, inhabitants of Mesopotamia, Judea, Cappadocia, Pontus, and Asia, Pelphrygia, Pamphylia, Egypt, and the districts of Libya near Cyrene, as well as to travelers from Rome, both Jews and converts to Judaism, Cretans and Arabs, yet we hear them speaking in our own tongues of the mighty acts of God, the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God." And just for my own self-marking on how I'm doing and my liturgy skills, big no-no, don't interrupt the reading to comment on anything. So that's a big no-no. I did mispronounce a few words too. But we get, oh boy, another song. "Lord, send out your Spirit and renew the face of the earth." I think this is just the most common one. They had the Vigil Mass in Magnificat, and they also had this daytime Mass, which I think is the one that the most people go to. "Bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord, my God, you are great indeed. How manifold are your works, O Lord. The earth is full of your creatures. Lord, send out your Spirit and renew the face of the earth. May the glory of the Lord endure forever. May the Lord be glad in his works. Pleasing to him be thy theme. I will be glad in the Lord. Lord, send out your Spirit and renew the face of the earth. If you take away their breath, they perish and return to their dust. When you send forth your Spirit, they are created, and you renew the face of the earth. Lord, send out your Spirit and renew the face of the earth. In one Spirit, we were all baptized into one body." A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. "Brothers and sisters, no one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. There are different kinds of spiritual gifts, but the same Spirit. There are different forms of service, but the same Lord. There are different workings, but the same God who produces all of them in everyone. To each individual, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for some benefit. As a body is one, though it has many parts, and all the parts of the body, though many, are one body, so also Christ. For in one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, slaves or free persons, and we are all given to drink of one Spirit. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit." Or it had this one, Romans 8:8, which really I should have picked. I should have picked that one, but I'll read it to you anyway. "Brothers and sisters, those who are in the flesh cannot please God, but you are not in the flesh. On the contrary, you are in the Spirit. If only the Spirit of God dwells in you. Whoever does not have the Spirit of Christ does not belong to him. But if Christ is in you, although the body is dead because of sin, The Spirit is alive because of righteousness. If the Spirit of the one who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, the one who raised Christ from the dead will give life to your mortal bodies also, through his Spirit that dwells in you. Consequently, brothers and sisters, we are not debtors to the flesh, to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. For those who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. For you did not receive a spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you received a spirit of adoption, through whom we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God, and if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if only we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified with them, with him. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Let me try to sing you this beautiful sequence, and I'm going to keep going with this sequence all 8 days as we celebrate the presence and power of the Holy Spirit. So my singing should get better and better. Come, Holy Spirit, come, and from your celestial home shed a ray of light divine. Come, Father of the poor, come, source of all our store. Come within our bosoms shine, you of comforters the best, you the soul's most welcome guest, sweet refreshment here below, in our labor rest most sweet, grateful coolness in the heat, solace in the midst of woe. O most blessed light divine, shine within these hearts of yours, and our innermost being fill. Where you are not, we have not, nothing good in deed or thought, nothing free from taint of ill. Heal our wounds, our strength renew, on our dryness pour your dew. Wash the stains of guilt away, bend the stubborn heart and will. Melt the frozen, warm the chill, guide the steps that go astray. On the faithful who adore and confess you evermore, in your sevenfold gift descend. Give them virtue's sure reward, give them your salvation, Lord. Give them joys that never end. Amen. Alleluia. So that wasn't that bad. It was pretty good, actually. Thank God, the Holy Spirit, for that. Gospel acclamation. Alleluia, alleluia. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful and kindle in them the fire of your love. Alleluia, alleluia. As the Father sent me, so I send you. Receive the Holy Spirit is the caption. So there's two different options. The Holy Spirit will teach you everything, or the one that we often read. Also the same one from Divine Mercy Sunday. On the evening of that first day of the week, when the doors were locked, where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in their midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. Whose sins you forgive are forgiven them, and whose sins you retain are retained." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. For our time of reflection or homily, I would like to share part of Pope Benedict XVI's general audience, and I'll read it to you. The Acts of the Apostles tells us that after the healing of a paralytic at the Temple of Jerusalem, Peter and John were arrested for proclaiming Jesus' resurrection to all the people. They were released after a hasty trial, joined their brethren, and told them what they had been obligated to undergo on account of the witness they had borne to Jesus, the risen one. At that moment, Luke says, they raised their voices together to God. Here, St. Luke records the church's most extensive prayer in the New Testament, at the end of which the place in which they were gathered together was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and spoke the word of God with boldness. Before reflecting on this beautiful prayer, let us take note of an important basic attitude. When the first Christian community is confronted by dangers, difficulties, and threats, it does not attempt to work out how to react, find strategies, defend itself, or what measures to adapt. Rather, it is put to the test. When it is put to the test, the community starts to pray and makes contact with God. And what are the features of this prayer? It is a unanimous, concordant prayer of the entire community, which reacts to persecution because of Jesus. In the original Greek, St. Luke uses the word homothudon, all these with one accord, in agreement, a term that appears in other parts of the Acts of the Apostles to emphasize this persevering, harmonious prayer. This harmony was the fundamental element of the first community and must always be fundamental to the church. Thus, it was not only the prayer prayed by Peter and John, who were in danger, but the prayer of the entire community, since what the two apostles were experiencing did not concern them alone, but the whole of the church. In facing the persecution, it suffered for the cause of Jesus. Not only was the community neither frightened nor divided, but it was also deeply united in prayer, as one person to invoke the Lord. I would say that this is the first miracle which is worked when, because of their faith, believers are put to the test. Their unity, rather than being jeopardized, is strengthened, because it is sustained by steadfast prayer. The church must not fear the persecutions that she has been subjected to throughout her history, but must always trust, like Jesus at Gethsemane, in the presence, help, and power of God invoked in prayer. Wow. Pretty deep, very thought-provoking, very testimonial and spiritual. You know, we just had a conclave recently, and it was my first conclave as a fully conscious participating Catholic, so it was pretty amazing. And I remember just being so struck, because I was telling my pastor, you know, we had a huge boost during that 2 weeks. It was amazing. It was unbelievable, because the entire world was focused and had turned its eyes with great interest and with great passion to the Catholic Church. We had our Young Catholics Forum, where we have an archive of material that people can search for. So people always are hitting the internet and search the material, and they might find one part of our archive and click on it, and that registers a click with us, a visit to the web space, to the digital evangelism place. And we usually get about 11,000 hits per week. And during that 2 weeks, we just went up and up and up, and pretty soon we're at 50,000. I'm watching it go up to 60,000K, and then I'm still watching it kind of trickle off into 70,000 when Pope Leo came out on the balcony for the first time and was introduced to the world. And it's just so shocking and surprising to me, because we had tried everything to reach these people, but now that the Pope has died and there's this extraordinary time where the monarch of the church, the visible sign of the invisible shepherd, is going to be elected to help direct us for the next 20 years, suddenly everyone's like looking for information and on the edge of their seat, getting invested, trying to figure out what the Catholic Church means. And then we saw it go down, trickle down over the next 2 weeks, especially after he was inaugurated. So that was remarkable. It was a wonderful experience. It was a truly wonderful experience, but it shows the power that's in the church, that's in the Catholic priesthood, that's in the Catholic sacraments. And sometimes we have to be able to just take a moment back and say, God is doing something amazing through the Catholic Church. God will always come back, and he will turn our faith, just like Peter's faith, back to himself. So, you know, what I'm trying to say is, like I always want to say, we were confirmed so that we could, by our faith and love, by our wisdom and action and words, bring others into the Catholic faith. There's like 1 billion, like 1.5 billion Catholics in the world, baptized members of the Catholic community, and I imagine most of them have some type of, even if just very loose, emotional link with Catholicism, right? I just wish, just imagine if each one of those people were living an intentional life of continuing progress, and it wouldn't matter if they had some visible apostolate or not, it would transform the whole world overnight because there are so many of us, and yet we make so little use. Sometimes we just forget entirely and we go about our lives as if we're like everybody else, but we have this special vocation. And just imagine 1 convert per Catholic. It would be like the snowball effect. Just amazing. So that's my thought for today. And I'm glad we had that time of reflection, a moment of silence, and then we'll profess our faith and take a look at some of the Psalms. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From there, he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Just looking at my schedule, I don't actually think we're going to, unfortunately, have any time to do a full evening prayer. So let's just take a look at the readings from the breviary, the other half of our liturgical readings, and then we'll pray if there's anything left in our half hour, like in part of the rosary or something. But first, I almost forgot the intercessions. This is why you have to practice. You have to practice, practice, practice. You don't want to forget something if you're ever standing in lieu of the priest or deacon not being available. The Holy Spirit manifests Christ to us, recalls his words, and opens our minds to the Paschal mystery. Rejoicing in the Spirit, we pray that the Holy Spirit, who makes present the mystery of Christ, may reconcile all people and bring them into communion with the Church. That the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, will show his richness to those in need. For those who have grown lukewarm in their faith, that the Holy Spirit may drive out the torpor of coldness and rekindle the desire for heaven. That all the relationships in our own lives be made holy through the gift of the Holy Spirit, the bond of love in the Blessed Trinity. For the poor, the doubt-ridden, and those on the verge of despair, that the Spirit, peace of the Spirit may bring them new life. You desire the unity of all Christians through one baptism in the Spirit. Make all who believe one in heart and soul. You desire the whole world to be filled with the Spirit. Help all mankind to build a world of justice and peace. Lord God, Father of all mankind, you desire to gather together your scattered children in unity of faith. Enlighten the world by the grace of the Holy Spirit. Heal the sick, console the distressed, give salvation to all. Help the souls in purgatory. Pray for all of your intentions, listener, everyone's intentions. Gathering all of our prayers into one, we're going to say this final prayer, and maybe an Our Father. Loving Father, bless us with the 7-fold gifts of your Holy Spirit, and let our lives manifest all the fruits of the Holy Spirit, through Christ our Lord. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Lord, God of power, who restore what has fallen and persevere, preserve what you have restored. Increase, we pray, the peoples to be renewed by the sanctification of your name, that all who are washed clean by holy baptism may be directed by your prompting always through Christ our Lord. Amen. Or I like this one. May your people exalt forever, O God, in renewed youthfulness of spirit, so that rejoicing now in the restored glory of our adoption, we may look forward in confident hope to the rejoicing of the day of resurrection, through Christ our Lord. Amen. So I see we have about 5 minutes left. I can just pray briefly with you, maybe a chaplet of divine mercy, and also for the Holy Father's monthly intentions, which have to do with us expanding our hearts to be more like Christ. Grant us his spirit of compassion, and increase our compassion for those around us and for the whole world. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Protect us, Lord, from the counterpunch of the evil spirits. Help us to trust in you. Grant us your healing. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil and from the evil one. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. I believe in God the Father. Well, you already did that, but I suppose you can do it once more. I believe in God the Father, the Almighty, the Creator of heaven and earth. In reality, I don't like to do these things twice. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, not when they're back to back like that. I believe in God the Father, the Almighty, the Creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, and suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God, the Father, the Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, Have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Okay, went over my time. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Have a great rest of your day.